In The Hague, hearings have concluded on the legality of the 450-mile-long barrier Israel is building in the West Bank. Today, two leading organizations representing Arab and Islamic countries joined the Palestinian opposition to the barrier. The three-day session was held at the International Court of Justice in The Hague. Israel boycotted the hearings, saying the court does not have jurisdiction over what it insists is a self-defense measure against suicide bombings. From The Hague, NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports.
The 15 judges of the court today heard oral arguments from representatives of the League of Arab States and of the Organization of the Islamic Conference in one of the most closely watched cases in the court's 58-year history. German law professor Michael Both, representing the Arab League, scathingly argued that the barrier is in violation of the Geneva Conventions and of international humanitarian law, and that its true purpose is to change the legal status quo of the occupied territories.
It leads to migrations, to the displacement of major parts of the Palestinian population, to a consolidation of the unlawful Israeli settlements.
Both said that the barrier being constructed in many places inside Palestinian territory leads to discrimination, is a de facto annexation of occupied land, and is an obstacle to peace negotiations. And he rejected Israel's claim that the wall is a self-defense measure.
The wall does not stand between terrorists and potential victims. It stands between the farmer and his land, between the employee and the employer, between the merchant and the client, between the child and at school, between the patient and the doctor, between families who want to unite, between the faithful and his or her holy places.
The court is not expected to hand down an opinion for weeks, perhaps months, and it will not be binding. However, a ruling is likely to have significant symbolic and political impact. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has dismissed the hearings as an international circus. His government did submit a written argument opposing the court hearing this case. His government also encouraged protests and vigils outside the courtroom. Since the hearings began Monday, hundreds of Israelis gathered in The Hague. Meir Indor was among a group of victims of Palestinian suicide bombings.
So what you can do is to eliminate the terror by doing a few other things, among them to build a fence. The fence, I don't say that the fence will eliminate artillery and shelling Israel, and shelling the towns. And I don't think the fence is a solution, but who are they to tell us where the fence should be?
The United States and the European Union, which both criticize the barrier, have also shunned the hearings, saying a court ruling could harm the peacemaking process. Opposition to the hearings is shared by Russia, Japan, Canada, and Australia, while South Africa, Algeria, Cuba, Indonesia, and others added their voices to the Palestinian case. Sylvia Pajoli, NPR News, The Hague.